Take your Bibles in Mark chapter number 9. And I'm going to be reading in Mark chapter 8 sometime today in chapter 9. But in verse 14 down through verse number 29, you remember there's a man there that has a son. I brought unto thee my son in verse 17, which hath a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples and that they should cast him out, and they could not. You remember the story where Jesus talks to this man, and he said, if thou believest, I think it was in verse number 23, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And Jesus in verse 29 said, this kind of faith cometh forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now, I've read through this text I don't know how many times in my ministry. But I want to show you something this morning that I think could change our church, could change our families, could change our life. Look in verse number 30. The Bible said, and they departed thence. Now, you got to understand now, the disciples, have, in a way, have been rebuked. Jesus said to them in verse number 19, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. They've been rebuked in a way. Can I say something to you today? Please hear me well right here. Every one of us needs the Lord to come along once in a while in our lives and rebuke us. Brother John said something in Sunday school. I don't know. It's probably been a year or two back. But he said, I don't think we're doing as good as we think we are. Think about that for just a minute. The Bible said like this, said, for a man not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. I'm glad I have a Savior, Brother Thurman, that when I get to thinking a little more highly of myself than I ought to think, will come along and let me know who's the boss. Let me know who's in control. Now watch, please. The Bible said they departed thence, and they passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, watch this now. He said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. Please look at verse 32. The Bible said, but they understood not the saying. Then look at these words. And were afraid to ask him. And were afraid to ask him. If God will help me this morning for a little while, I want to preach on this subject. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to stand behind our Lord, this precious book that we know is trustworthy, we know is the Bible, we know is forever settled in heaven. I pray, dear Father, this morning that the Holy Spirit of the living God would do his office work in our presence, in our midst this morning. Lord, I wouldn't be standing here apart from the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I pray, dear Father, this morning that you would encourage your children. I pray, Lord, that you would convict our Father, those that need to be convicted, comfort those that need to be comforted. And I pray, Lord, that today we would learn something from the Word of God that would change us, that would make us more like Jesus. In thy name we pray, amen and amen. And they were afraid, the Word of God said, to ask him. You understand that the Bible teaches that these things were hid from their eyes. And I believe that when the fullness of time came, that Jesus revealed himself unto them, and they began to understand what he was talking about when he said, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men and they shall kill him. I was speaking with a precious lady last week, and she was concerned about someone that does not know Christ. You say, preacher, why would you judge a person and say they don't know Christ? Well, when you ask somebody if they're saved and they say, saved from what? Somebody help me. That individual doesn't understand. That individual doesn't understand. There was a time in your life and a time in my life when we did not understand the cost of sin, nor the cost of salvation that was provided, that our sin, Brother Steve read about in the book of 1 John, that payment that might be made, that propitiation for our sin. I want to give you some things this morning and maybe just get into a couple of areas and then come back tonight and get into a couple more areas. But the first area I want to get into is don't be afraid to ask Jesus concerning the faith. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. If you go back over to chapter number 8, in verse number 27, Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. By the way, I'm just trying to obey the Lord this morning. I don't have a note one in my Bible. I'm just trying to obey God. Listen to me carefully. These same disciples over and over and over again witnessed Jesus telling men what they were thinking before it ever came out of their mouth. Why would you be afraid, Brother Thurman, to ask a man that already knows what you're thinking, already knows what's in your heart? You say, preacher, are you putting these disciples down? No, I'm not, because we're a whole lot more like them than we want to admit this morning. We're flesh and we're weak and we're human, and God knows that we're frail. But I want to preach this morning for a little while. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus, number one, concerning the faith. Look what the Bible said here. His disciples in the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? Who are people saying? He says to his disciples, you guys are out there among the multitudes. What are they saying out there? Who do people say that I am? Watch what the Bible said. And they answered, John the Baptist. And some say, Elias. By the way, how'd you like to be John the Baptist and be included in this verse right here when people are asking, Brother Steve, who is this guy? How'd you like to have your name recorded, like, that you live so much like him that they're saying, well, that must be John the Baptist. Amen. I'm telling you, it wasn't John the Baptist. It was Jesus. But evidently, there was a lot of similarities between John the Baptist's life and Jesus' life. And the Bible said here, John the Baptist, but some say Elias or Elijah. And others, one of the prophets. In other words, they were confused. They didn't know who he was. But I tell you this, hallelujah. They knew there was something different about him. And they knew he wasn't just an ordinary man. Amen. There was something that made him different than all the rest. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus concerning the faith. Watch this now. The Bible said here, and he saith unto them, watch this, it's right where the rubber meets the road. But whom say ye that I am? Let me just give you something this morning. There are probably around 150 people in the building this morning. Others over there, maybe more over there with the children. But I'm talking about right in the building. Let me just say this. Jesus is not going to say one day after a while, whom say y'all that I am? That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be Chance Hall. Who do you say that I am? It's going to be, Gerald Rose, who do you say that I am? My sister Barbara or Bobby, who do you say that I am? That, it's going to be one-on-one. It's going to be personal. Who do you say that I am? You say, preacher, I don't know what this has got to do with the message, what it's got to do with the text. I'm going to tell you something right now. If I didn't know who he was, I believe I'd be asking him some questions and try to get it figured out before it's too late. They were afraid to ask him I can tell you, you don't have to be afraid to ask Jesus. He already knows the question in your heart and in your mind. He already knows what you're thinking. When it's concerning the faith, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Let me tell you something right now. It's not the people with the questions that Jesus can't help. It's the people that think they got everything figured out that Jesus can't help. Think they're too far above this old Bible-thumping crowd. Too far above these old bloody songs and this old bloody book and that old bloody cross. That's the ones God can't help. Ones that's trying to stick to a creed and a tradition without a Christ in the middle of it all. Who do men say that I am? But whom do you say? Whom say ye that I am? And Peter's criticized a lot. But I like him. I do. I like him. He said, thou art the Christ. He said, I've not got this thing mixed up. I'm not thinking you're John. I'm not thinking you're Elijah. I'm not thinking you're one of the prophets. He said, you're the Christ. He said, he didn't only give us that. He said, the Son of the living God. Amen. Beloved, every one of us, Jesus has given him a name that's above every name. That our Father's given Jesus a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Beloved, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. A lot of people don't understand how in the world could this man take my place. It's okay if you don't understand. Whatever question you have, ask Jesus. Don't be afraid. Maybe you don't understand how that he could take away your sin and turn around and give you his righteousness. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. I had a teacher in school. Maybe you all have heard this before, but I had a teacher in school. He said, now listen, youngins. He said, the only stupid question that you all are going to ask me is the one that you refuse to ask. He said, you're afraid to speak up? And by the way, let me just say this. I'm just going to say what's on my heart. I believe a lot of times that's the reason the altar's not full on a Sunday morning, because people are afraid to ask Jesus. Concerning the faith, they're just afraid to ask Jesus. Oh God, cry out to the Lord. Not only those that, beloved, stand in need of salvation, but those of us that know those that stand in need of salvation, cry it out to God on behalf of them concerning their faith. Beloved, there was a time when you and I were in darkness, when you and I were blind. There was a time when you and I did not know the way. Beloved, what a blessing it is here. Watch this now. He charged them that they should tell no man of him. This is what Jesus said in another text. He said, Simon, flesh and blood, listen to me carefully, hath not revealed this unto thee. Let me give you something right there. You can bring whoever he is, the best preacher that's alive today. You can bring him with the best message that God has ever put on his heart, and he's not going to reveal anything to you. It'll take the Holy Ghost of the living God to make the Word of God real in your heart. And beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart there's been way too much for way too long made of man, and we need to be pointing people to Jesus. And only the Holy Ghost can do that. He'll use us as instruments of righteousness. But beloved, he's the one doing the work. You remember Paul said, they're saying, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Paul. And he said, one sows, another waters. But, there's that word in the Bible, God gives the increase. Only God can give the increase. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. He said, preacher, there's some things that I don't understand. Well, Peter didn't either. He's the one that just said, thou art the Christ. Now look at verse 31. And he began to teach them, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Let me say something to you, beloved. We're not here to straighten him out. He's here to straighten us out. And the Bible said here, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Peter loved Jesus. Peter didn't want to hear this language. They're going to kill me. I'm going to die. And in 3 days, I'll rise again. Hey, get over here. If you look at the text, it's the same message. The Son of Man is delivered unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not the same, and were afraid to ask him. I say unto you, beloved, from the bottom of my heart this morning, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. He said, preacher, I'm up and I'm down. I'm in and I'm out. I'm hot and I'm cold. Won't you ask Jesus why? Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Preacher, I'm on the mountain. I'm in the valley. I just don't know from day to day. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. He'll help you. He already knows what you need even before we ask. But he said, ask and thou shalt receive. The word of God said, you have not because you ask not. You ask and you have not because you ask amiss. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. When you're talking to Jesus about things concerning the faith, he's listening. He cares. He cared for Peter. He rebukes Peter in this text, but he's going to use Peter to stand up on the day of Pentecost and preach, and 5,000 men are going to be saved by the grace of God in one meeting. That's besides the women and the children. What a blessing. What a blessing. The second thing I want to give you today, don't be afraid to ask Jesus concerning the faith. This is getting really right down where the rubber meets the road. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus concerning your family. Listen to me carefully this morning. Did you know there are families that are looking forward to Christmas? Listen to me well. Hear me well. Are you aware there are families that are dreading it? You say, preacher, I don't understand what you just said. Well, here in the Bible, I'm not going to get into all the texts and read it again, but there's a man who's got a son that's being torn apart of the devil. It's a desperate situation, Brother Land. He can't do anything about it. His wife can't do anything about it. The disciples can't do anything about it. But Jesus comes to him. He said, if you believe, son. He said, all things are possible to him that believe. I love his answer. The key in his answer is the word Lord. He said, Lord, I believe. Watch. Watch this morning. I believe the altar would be full this morning if we get a hold of this. He said, Lord, I believe. But he said this, help thou. Brother Ralph, he was talking to the Lord, and he realized he couldn't fool the Lord. He realized that the Lord knew what he needed, but the Lord knew there was a question mark in the backside of his heart as to whether it would be done or not. He said, Lord, I believe. Brother Thurman, been around you long enough to know that you and Miss Debbie have a precious family. Those boys are serving God and they love the Lord. But you've been around long enough to know every family ain't like that. There's families this morning with some desperate situations. The drugs, the alcohol, the illicit sex. I'm telling you, beloved, it's running rampant in our land. And it's tearing people apart, just like the devil was tearing this people. Listen, you say, preacher, I don't know what you're preaching about. Let me tell you, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Brother Gary, it can look so hopeless. It can look like, beloved, listen, there's no way. There's no way. They say when people get on methamphetamines, they'll never get off of them. I just want to say this, apart from Jesus. Don't tell me that methamphetamines are more powerful than Jesus. I know better. Don't tell me that that rot gut liquor is more powerful than Jesus. I know better. Don't tell me the marijuana is more powerful than Jesus. I know better. This was a hard case. I serve a God that specializes in hard cases. The people sitting in this room and their spouse is away from God. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. People sitting in this room and their children are wayward. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. People sitting in this room with people they would lay down their life for, and yet they're living in open rebellion and open sin. I say this morning, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. He already knows. He already knows. I want to say this. When my hair was down here, I was wearing t-shirts with ungodly messages on them. Listen to me. I'm talking about out in public wearing t-shirts with ungodly messages on them. I'm glad, Brother Grizzle, somebody wasn't afraid to ask Jesus. I'm glad I had an old grandpa with an old dirt floor basement. You had to duck to get down in there. I'm glad I had a grandpa that could get down on his face and ask Jesus to help that rebellious boy. Give him a drink of something that would help him to live instead of die. I'm glad I got a drink of living water. Now listen to me carefully. You say, preacher, you're putting too much emphasis on this asking Jesus thing, Emma. Did the Bible say something like this? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Many in our church have little ones right now. Tell you what a preacher said years ago that I didn't understand. He said, today, they're stepping on their toes. He said, but if God doesn't take their life and they don't turn to Jesus, he said, they'll be stepping on your heart. I pray to God that those of you with little ones never have to experience that. A youngin' stepping on your heart. But you know what the Lord's trying to say today, don't you? Somebody tell me. Don't be afraid. Help me. Don't be afraid. Help me. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. There's young people in this room. They're not involved in the drugs, but they know somebody that is. And they shouldn't be afraid to come down to an old-fashioned altar and pray for their buddy. Or pray for that family. Say amen. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. I believe this morning, this is a desperate situation with this man. This man is honest with Jesus. He said, if you believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Charity of the Lord increased your faith last night, didn't you, honey? Charity's mother-in-law didn't even know her own husband the night before last. She had a stroke. Miss Barb's been in this church and visited with us, her and Jeff. Charity was doing her work at the house last night and began to pray, "Oh God, please just let Barb know Bob." Wasn't long till Barb opened her eyes and said, "Bob, I can't believe you came all the way down here." You say, "Preacher, have you lost it?" No. I'm saying don't be afraid to ask Jesus. It looked like a hopeless situation. She can move her right knee this morning. We're praying. How many believes that in the day and hour that we live in, listen to me carefully, that our faith is under attack? Brother Grissel, what was it you said to me a while ago? We were talking about living by faith. I think you said, "That's all I got." Is that what you said, brother? Something like that. I said to Brother Grissel, "That's all we need. That's all we need in the beginning. That's all we need in the middle. Hallelujah, when we get ready to leave out of here. That's all we need. Jesus." Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. This man started with the disciples. The disciples couldn't help. Let's not be too critical of the disciples, because we're a lot more like them than we want to admit. You say, "Preacher, how can we tell when our faith is being increased?" I'll give you one way we can tell. We pray more. Did you know the Bible talks about praying, and then the Bible talks about praying in faith? The Bible talks about being double-minded. If you're not going to ask in faith, nothing wavering, then we're really just wasting our time. Say amen. But even this man, when he asked in faith, I'm just going to paraphrase what he was saying to Jesus, Brother Sam. He was saying, "My faith ain't perfect. Lord, I do believe. Help thou thine unbelief." I could be wrong. I could be, honestly. I'm not going to judge. I could be wrong. I'll just ask for a show of hands. How many believes there's a measure of unbelief in every one of us? I just can only speak for me. You know what? It's okay. I said it's okay. We can work and on that and get in the Word of God more. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Sometimes we apply that only to that person that needs to be saved, but I believe it applies to the saints. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The more of the Word of God we hear, the more of the Word of God we put in there, the more we're able to believe God. The disciples said, "Increase our faith. Teach us to pray." This morning, I'll leave you with this. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. When it's concerning your faith, someone else's faith, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. When it's concerning your family, maybe somebody else's family, don't be afraid to ask Jesus. How many of y'all love Silas? I do too. I'm glad to hear him crying out for God. Amen. I appreciate every one of you this morning. And I'm going to tell you this. We need to get over being afraid to ask Jesus. He said, "Preacher, if I go down there to that altar, people's going to wonder. Happiest day in the life of this church will be when we get over what people think." Brother Rose comes to this altar, he may be praying for himself. He may have something going on between him and the Lord, only him and the Lord. By the way, if there's something that's just between him and the Lord, that's where it needs to stay. Just between him and the Lord. But he may be up here with somebody else, somebody he met last week on his mind. Somebody said one time they went to a prayer meeting and this woman told the pastor, said, I couldn't understand a word they were saying. They were all praying. The pastor said, they weren't talking to you. Physical problems in our family. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Financial problems in the family. You say, oh, Jesus is not interested in my family. You don't understand the Jesus of the Bible if you don't believe that. Spiritual problems in the family. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Amen. I've had people since I've been pastor here tell me, listen, I need you to help me pray that God will give me a job. You say, you really believe God's in here? Oh, I know he is. One of the biggest mistakes that's being made among Christian people today is trying to separate the spiritual from the secular. You can't separate it. If you're a child of God this morning, you're a child of God in the morning. If you're a child of God on Bible Way property, you're a child of God on Eastman's property. You're a child of God at Walmart. You're a child of God at the grocery store. You're a child of God at the gas station. You're a child of God at the bank. Somebody help me. Don't be afraid to ask Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning. Lord Jesus is trying to tell his men that he's fixing to die. They don't understand that. It's even evident, Lord, that way up until the end, they just thought you were just going to set up your kingdom and you were going to be King Jesus and that was going to be it. Lord, they didn't understand that a price had to be paid for sin. They didn't understand that we can't get into heaven on our own merit. They didn't understand the principle, the purpose of the new birth. Yet the Bible said they were afraid to ask him. God, help us this morning. I beg you in Jesus' name, in this invitation, help us to be sensitive to your spirit. Lord, someone that's struggling with the faith, may they not be afraid to ask Jesus this morning. Someone, our Father, that's struggling in their family, may they not be afraid to ask Jesus. I pray, Lord, this morning that you take these simple thoughts. May they find a dwelling place, Lord, in our hearts. May you change our lives and get us to the place where we would not be afraid to ask Jesus. Let's stand together this morning.